What are your thoughts about the other partial breast irradiation techniques that are being utilized right now, the mammocyte, 3D conformal external radiation therapy?
Well, I have 3D conformal multicollimator high-tech G-Wiz radiotherapy, not to mince my words, is absurd. And the reason I say it's absurd, however carefully they can plan their fields, they're not hitting the target. There have been a number of studies using MRI that demonstrates how way off target they are. And that's because even if the surgeon puts clips around the cavity at the time of operation, the cavity collapses, it's a slit, it's not a lump, the clips migrate. And I just don't think, however expensive and high-tech G-Wiz it is, I don't think it's going to work out. So what I'm interested in is where you conform the tissue to the source rather than the other way around. Target does it in your hands. The Elliott system developed by Umberto Veronese does it. His is a fixed unit and more expensive than Target, but I've no doubt that they will get very good results in Milan. Mammocyte does it in theory, but what I've heard is that in many cases the balloon is too close to the skin, and that leads to skin necrosis because it's inserted through a trocar. But I think in theory that ought to do it. I think it's about time the NSABP got their act together and launched this trial, and I think it's a mistake that they are electing to offer three approaches, which includes the multicollimator, G-Wiz, high-tech.
Well, they also include the brachytherapy option. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, brachytherapy, it's had a very mixed history. I think there's simpler, more elegant solutions than brachytherapy.
What exactly is the technique with the target? What do you do?
You've got a very small, a miniature electron generator, accelerates electrons down a drift tube, hits a target, produces a sphere of soft X-rays. And the longer you leave it on, the greater the field that you're treating. And what you do, you remove the tumor, and then you get an applicator sphere that matches the volume that you've removed. You wrap the breast tissue around that sphere, and by luck rather than the design, it adheres by surface tension to the plastic. The electron generator tube is inserted down the center with the tip pointers in the epicenter of the sphere. You evert the skin from the shaft of the applicator and turn on the machine for varies between 20, 25, 30 minutes, depending on the diameter of the sphere. You can use any type of operating theater. We put a tungsten impregnated sheet around the applicator. And in fact, there's almost no radiation beyond it. We leave the anesthetist in theater. We retire and have a cup of coffee during that time. We come back, wake up the anesthetist, and close up.
How many of these have you done yourself?
Well, I did the very, very first one. I didn't sleep very well that night. Doing the first of anything is scary. And I didn't sleep the next night because I was so excited that I suddenly saw the future opening up. And I thought, this is going to run and run. Personally, myself, I think I did the first 20. But my PhD fellow, Jay Vaidya, who's worked very closely with me, has kind of taken over and running with this now. And then when I retired, Mokesh Gar, the University College in the Middlesex Hospital, is running with it. Jay Vaidya has been appointed consultant associate professor in Dundee and has set up a center there. So my protégés have taken over running with it, and I want to retire, but they won't let me.
It sounds kind of similar to the mammocyte, except you get it all over at once.
Yes, you do it there and then. In principle, it's similar, yeah. And you could argue about the cost-effectiveness of it. Each mammocyte costs so much. This is a one-off capital cost. It's similar, and I suspect deep down inside me, the three techniques will be pretty similar in outcome.
Anything you want to add to anything you've said today?
If I've insulted NSABP in any way, Norman Walmock, I take it back.